My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Well, this is the Fight Night Daily Podcast, and we are live at the press conference, actually, for Joshua Bwatsi, Dan Aziz. Johnny Nelson joins us. Johnny, what did you take from today?
You know what? Both fighters are so determined. And I thought, something like this, 2 days before a fight, this kind of thing is the straw that breaks the camel's back. Why do you want to sit down, face your opponent? Because right now you've had weeks and months to get your mindset right, to train right, to build up who that character is, to how weak he is. Now, both fighters have to sit there and actually talk to each other. Mm. Not like a press conference when they're all sat at the table, not actually looking at each other. They've had to talk to each other, talk about what they want, how much they want it, how much they desire it. So even though these guys are kind of frenemies, there's a lot of pressure on both guys because they got to walk the streets after. Their families got to walk the streets after. Yesterday in the public workout, Boaz's team were giving Aziz hassle when he was in the ring, shouting and booing. And the problem is, both fans, they're mates. So that's where the problem is.
Listen, you know what it's like. We're on the Thursday now. The fight's on Saturday. So both guys are dry. They're hungry. You know, they're going through their heads, and like they've had the channel, they put that friendship aside now. They're going in there and they know what's on the line. Yeah. That creates a lot of pressure. And also, as you know, when you're cutting weight, you start to get edgy. Yeah, reality's kicked in. You start getting a little bit. That looked very relaxed up there. You know, you've done, you know, the gloves are off. This is the first time you've done that live. I want to ask you about that in a minute. But the guys themselves sitting there face to face, like 3 foot apart, they look very relaxed for guys like, you know, with what's on the line.
Familiarity breeds content. So Joshua Bwatsi knows what he's got in front of him. He knows that Dan is never going to outbox him. But don't be surprised. Remember when Sugar Ray Leonard boxed Tommy Hearns, and Tommy Hearns was actually outboxing him, and Leonard knocked him out. So don't be surprised, because Dan might have worked to a game plan to think, I'm going to use my long arms, use my long jab, setting up. He's going to expect me to stand there in front of him. I actually think that's not going to happen. I don't think the fight goes past 6 rounds.
Wow.
I think, and if it's got past 6 rounds, that means Josh is well ahead. I don't think he gets past that. Both guys are cool because they're willing to give their heart and soul for this fight. And that's why, again, I think we're going to be treated to another true, honest fight that doesn't need tables throwing, that doesn't need someone slapping someone around the face or pushing and shoving, because they know, you know, we know each other. I see your family, I know your mum, I know your brother, I know your sister. Walking down the street, we're from the same area. I'm going to beat you fair and square.
South London bragging rights on the line. And as you know, when you have that, and you know, a fight of this magnitude, it's about legacies, but it means so much more, because like you say, the guys can't go in the same barbershop again. You know what I mean? The loser can't even
go
in the same
barbershop. That means everything in the black community, trust me. Barbershop bragging rights, man.
But wow. But look, you've done hundreds now of gloves are offs, and you've done some big fights. You know, you go back to Groves, Frotch, Derek Chisora, Dillian White. How did that compare, doing it live? I mean, how different was that?
Spanny, I love doing it live. I love doing live situations because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't ask how it's going to unfold. You can't edit. So what you see is for real. So however you perceive that watching it at home, what you see is for real. And I know when we've been in the studio situation, sometimes fighters, you know, they switched from being pussycats to being lions once they sat in the seat and the camera starts to roll. I actually think we should have done this in the heart of South London. And if we'd have done it in the heart of South London, their fan, it would have been packed out here. One would have been shouting with something over the other. Both fighters would have been sat there thinking, nah, I can't let him get away with saying that. We're lucky we're in Northwest London. And so I hope we do this again down the line a lot more often in live situations. And sit down in the pit of the Lions Den.
Yeah, listen, I want to move away from that just for a minute. We come back to the show and what we've got to look ahead at on Saturday night. But let's move away from that and talk about the interview we done. Talk boxing. I normally do it with Simon Jordan. Simon Jordan wasn't available. In comes Johnny Nelson. Tyson Fury's name comes up. We've stirred up a little bit of controversy.
A little bit. And I gather Eddie got involved. I'm like, Eddie, why you got involved, man? And so, and I did actually say, you know, on the show this morning, I said, Eddie, look, you know, Eddie's a promoter and I respect him as a promoter and I can never have a conversation with him about promoting because that's not what I do. I'm a fighter. Fighters stick to talking about fighting and what happens in the ring. Don't get involved in that with me because I'll run rings around you. You know, you can run rings around me about managing, promoting, but not about when they're in the ring, sparring. You can't. Now, and remember, he was the one that mentioned somebody getting knocked down. Not me. He was the one. So maybe, for whatever reason, he's doing what he's doing, saying what he's doing. I don't get him. Like, why are you getting involved in that? I was asking an opinion, I gave an opinion, I gave a conversation. But one thing's this. Tyson Fury is somebody's son. He's someone's, and he's a father too. Tyson Fury, like it or not, he's at the top of the hill. He's got the biggest prize in sport, in boxing. So unfortunately, he's going to be open to criticism from all of us. Now, next week is going to be a tough, tough week. Now I'm saying to the British fighters, no matter what we think, a Brit is fighting somebody that's not a Brit. So we've got to get behind them. When it's two Brits fighting each other, we can get at it. We can get stuck in. But now we're at the point where this fight's happening. And if this fight's happening, we've got to say, right, we've got to get behind our own. We can have the argument when we've got two of our own fighting each other. We've got to get behind our own and get involved there and get stuck in. But nobody can censor you, me, or anybody else to say, you can't say this, you can't say that.
Sure.
But right now, we've got to get behind our own.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Absolutely. Listen, if you haven't seen that Talk Boxing, myself and Johnny Nelson, go onto the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel. Check that out and see Johnny's full interview and the controversy surrounding some of the stuff
you
that he said with Tyson Fury. I didn't.
There's not a room in there. I'm like, ah. Oh.
Have you had any backlash from that, by the way?
Just a little. But you know what? I one thing, like it or not, if you ask me something, I'm going to say
absolutely,
how it is.
That's the way
and
you
I,
are.
And I think, I don't know if it's a Yorkshire thing or the way we're brought up, and I think if you ask me the same thing again next year, I'm going to give you the same answer. This ain't for clickbait. You know, sometimes I'll have a little joke in that, but if I say something, that's what I believe.
Sure.
And I will justify it. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I think I'm justified in everything, 99% of things I've said.
Listen,
so there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. Look, let's get back to Boazzi and Aziz. That head-to-head that we had up there, the gloves are off. You know, so you were saying, like, that they were both very placid. I saw you trying to stoke both of them. Was there anything that really surprised you up there, like, or anything that was sort of like, you know, different to what you was expecting?
I think this fight has gone on that long. These guys have put so much into preparing and obsessing about each other. Mm. It's now uncomfortable because, as I said, their mothers and their brothers and their sisters, they'll all know each other, their friends will know each other. And now it's had time to affect their community, affect them walking down the street. And so I do think it's going to be an honest fight. I think it's going to be a fight where both fighters give their heart and soul. There's not, I'm going to take it easy because you're a mate. I don't think it'll go past six rounds. Mm. I think we're going to have a Hagler Hearns.
It's an old school fight in many ways, isn't it?
Old school fight, and because you've got two fighters. One is steeped in pedigree and expectation. The other has had to do it the hard way. And he's the one that's on the B side. He's the British Commonwealth European champion, and he's on the B side.
Funny enough, you say there's one that's done it the hard way. Yeah. I put that to Joshua Boazzi just now, and he turned on me, by the way, and he was like, what do you mean? He had to do it. He said, I hate that narrative. He's had to do it the hard way. He said, how do you think think I got here? And I was like, yeah, you got a good point. All right, you've done it the hard way, but you've done it. You know, you was the golden boy. But how did I become the golden boy?
Yeah, and I think it's lost in translation. When we say the hard way, yeah, every fight's hard. But the thing is, when you've got a hand to a platform, an opportunity to fight fighter A, fighter B, fighter C, you know when you're fighting, you've got 6 weeks' notice, you know someone's going to offer you four or five fights a year. That's what the conversation is. When you're a fighter that doesn't know when he's going to fight again, that doesn't know that is not the A-side fighter, that doesn't have to go to someone's backyard, that is the hard way.
Sure.
So that is what's meant by it, because no fight's easy, but I think that's where it's lost in translation.
What are you expecting tomorrow from the weigh-in? What are you expecting from both the guys? Because tonight is all about cutting. Yeah. By the way, Joshua Boazzi looks a lot bigger than Dan Aziz, no?
He looks bigger, but he looks thin. He looks really thin. And the size-wise, it's mad. And as I said, I do think once it gets to the weigh-in, they'll be sick of the sight of each other. They just want to fight. And I think today, I am so surprised they did it. I'm so surprised they did this today. And that must have taken a lot of talking, a lot of negotiation. But I think tomorrow, weigh-in's done. Once the weigh-in's done, I'm telling you now, this again is going to, for February, it will be, we'll have another contender for Fight of the Year.
Listen, guys, make sure you tune in to TalkSport 2 from 7 p.m. on Saturday night for all the live action. Switch over to TalkSport's main channel from 9 p.m. where we go live for the main event. Now, Johnny Nelson, do us a big favour, mate. Look straight down that lens and tell the viewers and the listeners why they should be watching it on Saturday night.
Tune in, 7 o'clock, Sky Sports Arena. Trust me, from bottom to the top of the card, it is going to be one of those nights. From Francesca Hennessy, Caroline DeBar, Ben Whittaker, Jamie TKB, and who else? Top of the bill, these two South London boys are going to kick someone's ass. It's going to be a wicked night.
And that's how you do it. Listen, we're back again tomorrow, Fight Night Daily Podcast with myself, maybe not Mr. Nelson, but who knows who else it's with. Make sure you tune in.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flimsy stands slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's armodillo.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo, built to last, designed to impress.